The knowledge of God, relationship with God, is the goal of the new covenant and the kingdom of heaven. And relationship can only be conveyed relationally. This is why conventional methods of evangelism, the hard sell, or even the so-called lifestyle evangelism, which we described earlier, are not going to produce the best results. We can communicate relationship only through relationship, heart to heart. Primarily, it is not talking, it is doing the Torah for effective evangelism. And what is doing the Torah? But the evidence of God in your life. Paul sums this up nicely. He calls it the fruit of the Spirit. But that's become a little too cliche for me. I prefer to call it the evidence of God in your life. The evidence of God in your life is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. If you knew a person characterized by these qualities, a person governed by love, where his words and actions are obvious expressions of genuine love, so that even his rebuke didn't feel like a rebuke because it was so manifestly obvious that he cared for you. Or a person fueled by joy, so that it flashed in his eyes like mischief, even in times of sorrow. Though knee-deep in heartbreak, his feet stood on the firm footing of joy beneath the sorrow, so that his life was not one of emotional mood swings, but joyful confidence. If you knew a person of peace, with a peaceful heart, shalom, a peaceful nature, a peacemaker, who brought peace, even in strife. If you knew a person of patience, a person who could slow down enough to listen to you, and care enough to think before answering your question. If you knew a person of kindness, who went well out of their way to visit a kindness upon you. A person of goodness, a person whose very character was one of good, radiating a healthy optimism, always pointing to the good in others and to the good in every situation, doing good and being good. If you knew a person of faithfulness, dependable, solid, stable, trustworthy, reliable, constant. If you knew a person of gentleness, a person who does not snap back at you and pay you back rudeness for rudeness. If you knew a person self-controlled, a person able to rein in his tongue, to control his temper, and to check his affections, passions, and appetites. If you knew such a person, wouldn't you desire to be near that person, to be like that person, and to have whatever it was that that person has? I venture to guess that you would. None of us will ever be that perfect person who bears the full crop of the fruit of the Holy Spirit all of the time, in every place, in every time. But I know that we can all increase the yield 5, 10, 20, 100-fold if we will make the effort to nurture and cultivate the fruit of the Spirit within us. It is the evidence of God in your life. This is what a godly person looks like. This is what a man or a woman of Torah looks like. And if we ever hope to be effective players in the advancement of the kingdom of heaven, this is where it begins. We must increase our knowledge of God, our relationship with God, so that we have something of it to share with others. We must bear the fruit of the Spirit so that we have fruit to give to others. It is our privilege to introduce people to God and to His Holy Son. It is our privilege to participate in this ultimate goal, that the knowledge of the Lord will fill the whole earth, that all mankind will know the Lord, that no one will ever have to say to his neighbor, "Know ye the Lord." They will all know Him, from the least to the greatest. The kingdom of heaven on earth. We are working toward a goal. We must never forget that goal. Never forget that purpose. The purpose of the kingdom. seek first the kingdom of heaven.
The light it shines is the Torah, the lamp is the mitzvah. The light it shines is the Torah, the lamp is the mitzvah. The light it shines is the Torah.